We are here and it is now. That is all we will ever know. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Herbert Barley from the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery. We are here and it is now, and that is all we will ever know. We like to presume that things will happen. What we dearly love to talk about is to spread garbage, and this is one of the silliest things we could ever do. We all have heard the story of the pillowcase, and the pillowcase was ripped, and the feathers flew everywhere in the world. They just went up into the wind, into the breeze, and they were never seen again. Some were, but most were not. And the feathers of a pillowcase are just like gossip, just like negative thinking, just like something that we don't want to put in motion. And we have to be very careful, because now is the only time there is. Now, we have had brought to our attention that Florida is going through hurricanes. Well, now, isn't that wonderful? Those of you who listen from Florida will say, are you crazy to say it's wonderful? Well, you people in Florida, do you communicate with the outer world and say, we've got hurricanes? We have lots of hurricanes, and they're getting better and better, and they're getting bigger and bigger, and they're getting worse and worse. Do you like to tell the world that? Do you have your news broadcaster say, and today in Florida, you know? Why do you do that? Why do you put that cause in motion to precipitate hurricanes when that's not what you say you want? Why do you say that it's flu season when you don't want a flu? Why do you say that the kids in the school have measles and stuff like that, and we have to get our kids out because they're not vaccines for that yet, you know, vaccinated? And that's silly. We have the greatest power in the world, and that power is the power of our thought. And that power is the power of our thought right here and now. It's the only time we have to work. Now, I'm not going to ask you a lot of silly questions today, because you seem to come up with a lot of silly answers for my silly questions, instead of giving me positive, dynamic answers that I would like to have you do. Now, are there hurricanes in Florida? No. Then why do people talk about them? Because they want them. When people go to the Indy 500 race and the race cars are driving, do they say how many people were killed in the Indy 500? Not very many, if any. How many accidents took place? Oh, boy, they rolled those cars over and burned them up. Well, why do that? You know, all it would take is for one person to attend the Indy 500 and say, I surround each driver with my pure white light of love. Every car goes in its designed course, its designed place. Everything is in perfect order. And the person wins with the greatest skill in driving, because he can drive the fastest and he can drive the smoothest. He can make the corners most securely and perfectly. And he's fantastic. Now, if you say, how many accidents will there be? How many deaths will there be? Well, then you're putting that cause in motion. Is that what you want? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Humanity wants that, because that sounds like fun. Why do you watch horror movies? Why do you watch movies that you know are terrible? Why do you watch movies about people who have done terrible things in their life? Why do you watch that? Because that interests you. It charms you. It delights you. Now, if you or someone in your family came up with, say, cancer in your body, and you said, oh, I got cancer in my body, what am I going to do? The doctor says I only got so long to live with it, you know, maybe a year or two, and then I'm going to be, you know, eaten out, and there won't be anything left but a shell. And, hey, isn't that neat? You know, I can help you. I can help you speed it up so that you only have to live for a couple of days and then be done with it. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, wouldn't that be great? No, what are you talking about? That's stupid. Well, then why are you talking about it? Why are you talking about it? Why are you bringing it up? Why are you telling the world you have cancer so that everyone has in their consciousness that you have cancer? I go back to this story, and you don't listen for some reason. I don't know why. But there were two astronauts, as you recall. They were stuck up in outer space, and there was no way to get them back. NASA could not work their magic on their controls. Inside the spaceship, they couldn't work the controls. They could not get that spaceship to come back out of orbit. It was up there floating around having a great old time. And the two guys in there were resigned to whatever was to happen to them. So, and that's no big deal, you know, to live or die. I mean, you go out there and you have a wonderful journey. You have an excitement that nobody else has, you know. So, one newspaper, one radio station said, let's pray that the astronauts return to Earth safely. And it went around the world, that request, until everyone in the world was aware of it, and if not saying it, they were aware of it. That was the cause that was put into motion, and the astronauts came back safely. NASA could not figure out what was wrong with the controls. They were still wrong with it when they came back. The astronauts did not do anything to make it come back. They had nothing they could do. The controls just didn't work. But it came back and landed at the exact place where it should have landed, at the exact time it should have landed, within even nearer to the recovery team than any other would have done. That's fantastic, isn't it? Well, now, I don't say that we have to have everybody in the world speaking their words, saying there now is peace on Earth. I don't say everyone has to speak their word that the astronauts come back safely, but I do say when all the consciousness of the world is directed in a harmonious way, that's good. Now, let's look at the other side of the coin. If everyone in the world said, bye-bye, astronauts, thank you for going, glad to have you do it, bye-bye, they would never come back. They would never come back. Now, most people would like to have them come back, especially their families. They'd like to have them return. And they were thinking very strongly, you are surrounded by the pure white light of love and you return harmoniously to Earth. But you see, when even a few have a negative consciousness, their negative consciousness can be quite positive. But now, if you have a condition in your body, in your mind, in your affairs, or in anything in your life, and you begin to act in the here and the now, what will happen? That's all you'll ever know. That's all you'll ever know. We don't talk about negative things. We don't empower them. Not that some negative things are not brought up, but we do not empower them. We will not allow them to exist in our consciousness. And if you don't allow them to exist, they don't exist. You see, if you have done something terrible, you know it, and you feel bad about it, and you shine that forth out of you. If you have not done something terrible, you know it, and you live in this peaceful attitude of not having done something terrible that people might have said you did, and you live in that consciousness, and you bring that into your life. Not that the world doesn't want to retaliate on those things, but you bring that in your consciousness in your life. And you surround yourself with the pure white light of love, and all your ways are peace, and all your paths are pleasantness, and so that is what you experience.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to experience? You're in a car. It's whirling down the hill. No brakes. You say, oh my God. Well, been good to know you. No. You say, hey, I want to live. I enjoy living. This car is now in divine order. This car is now in divine order. You don't know how the divine order is manifested in that car, but it is manifested. This car is now in divine order. And for some reason or other, the brakes catch and the car slows down and stops before it does anything foolish. But you didn't say, that's it. Goodbye, world. You said, this car is in divine order. And whatever was necessary to bring it to a halt happens. Now, on many of the freeways, they have runaway ramps. And the runaway ramp is if the truck's brakes don't function properly and the truck wants to stop, there's a ramp going up the side of the mountain next to the freeway. And so the trucks go up that, and as they go up, they slow down. And then at the end, there's a big pile of gravel or something that they can run into so that they do not hurt other people or themselves. They can stop. If they downshift and gear shift and do things that can be done with trucks, if the driver knows his business, he can handle it. But in fact, he wouldn't have to have a runaway truck. And if a driver really knew what he was doing, he wouldn't have a runaway truck. Because all a driver has to do is get his pilot's license. And when a driver has his pilot's license, what does he learn to do? He learns to pre-check the truck, to make sure the brakes are in good condition, to make sure the gears are in good condition, to make sure everything's in good condition. That's what a pilot does to their plane before they take off. They want to make sure that everything is in perfect condition. And so then it is. So let's be careful and realize that we are here and it is now, and this is the only time that we will ever know. And that is the time for us to keep our mind positive on all things in all ways, and our life will be positive and we will be happy as can be. So have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Love you.